Hello everyone, it is time for your superhero deep dive fix. I hope you're prepared, because I'm prepared. I have a pretty cool hero. I have some announcements to make and disclosures to get. So let's get everything taken care of. So I guess the announcement should come first. This is going to be episode, I think, 166. This is one of the final five episodes I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be running this until the end of April 2024. After that, I'm going to do a finale. That'll be episode 171. And then I'm shutting the doors on Superhero Deep Dive. You know, you can always catch the videos on my YouTube channel under Superhero Deep Dive. Outworld Fleet Radio will continue to play. So it's not going out of circulation. I'm just not going to put any more episodes out. I figure at that time, it'd be 170 episodes. I think I've covered a lot. And, you know, my kids are growing. I've been doing this for about 3 years. Actually, a little over 3 years. So they're growing. Life is just kind of taken over between that. And I do superhero memes, which will be migrating over to the TN2M shows channel on YouTube. So I just have a lot. But it's okay. It's okay. This is just a part of growing. I've learned a lot and I've had really great conversations. So I appreciate everyone. But I'm going to be kind of doing these little spiels for the last ones, just to give everyone a chance to migrate their stuff over. Or if you want to just continue to listen to old episodes, that's fine too. It's no big deal. You're welcome to do that. All right. Now, let's get some disclaimers out of the way and we will get into this week's deep dive. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, and you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Whew, okay. So this week I am covering the DC hero Black Alice. I know you guys are probably thinking I was going to talk about Black Adam, but it's not. It's someone else. It's just kind of crazy. Her real name isn't even Alice. It's Lori Zeklin. Now, she's a teenager who lives with her father and her mother. Now, neither Lori nor her father is aware that Mrs. Zeklin was addicted to prescription pharmaceuticals, which she got from local dealers. One day, overwhelmed by shame, Mrs. Zeklin deletes herself by overdosing and drowning in her pool. Lori discovers the body when she comes home from school, and she also discovers later that same night that she has the mystical ability to borrow the magical powers of other superheroes or supervillains, and also was absorbing all of DC magic unconsciously. She does not have the same control over the powers as their owners, and has little control over when she can take them or how long she can use them. Despite this, Lori, taking the name Black Alice, formulates a plan to avenge her mother's death and punish the prescription dealers. Lori's father, shattered and slipping into depression, becomes a recluse. Although he tries to pretend for Lori's sake that nothing is wrong, her mother's death also distresses Lori, but she is aware of the change in her father and assigns herself the role of caregiver. Her grades begin to slip, and she becomes alienated from her peers, which would be normal, right? Her primary social group, a Wiccan circle, expels her, claiming she is emitting black energy after her mother's death, when in actuality, the circle's leader, Lori's best friend Dawn, is jealous of Lori's real and growing powers. I remember that storyline from the 90s from the movie called The Craft. Do you guys remember that? Because that's the exact plot. Like, the one girl joins a Wiccan circle. She has powers, and the leader gets jealous because she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's good to see that DC is making up original storylines again. Okay. Oh. Having left Gotham City following the destruction of their Clock Tower headquarters, the superhero team, the Birds of Prey, are traveling the country by jet to identify and help previously unknown metahumans. So they're kind of like being Cerebro with the X-Men, I guess. Oracle becomes aware of Lori's power, but not her specific abilities. She sends Huntress, disguised as a school teacher, to keep an eye on Lori and offer counseling, while Black Canary is tasked with keeping surveillance on all of Lori's activities to determine the specific nature and strength of her powers. Lori abruptly leaves her boyfriend Kyle when she manifests Dr. Fate's powers and seeks out a trio of suspected drug dealers. Before Lori can use lethal force, Black Canary intervenes, and Dr. Fate's power fades, and Lori flees the scene, trailed by Black Canary. Suddenly manifesting Zatanna's powers, Lori binds and gags Canary and escapes. Canary and Huntress unite to tail Kyle in the hopes of rediscovering Lori, and instead find that Kyle is two-timing Lori with Dawn. Oh no, that's the leader of the Wiccan Circle that was jealous of her. That was my shock and awe sound. Alright, Lori discovers the same thing shortly afterwards and prepares to destroy a shopping mall, having now manifested the powers of Black Adam in her efforts to change her, or to avenge herself on Kyle. Black Canary is able to bring her down in an all-out brawl, but the Huntress begins to stop brings a stop to Lori's rampage by presenting a contrite Dawn. Oracle turns Lori over to the care of a real Dr. Fate, where she can receive guidance in the use of her powers. Black Alice makes her second appearance in the Day of Vengeance miniseries. The Shadow Pack asks for her aid in confronting the Spectre and Eclipso. Over her father's objections, she goes with the team. Despite her efforts, she does little more than delay the Spectre. Of course, the Spectre is like literally a force of God. Like, you're not gonna stop him. The most she can do is convince him to like calm down. Alright, Alice does manage to temporarily take the Spectre's powers, and since he is hostless, all this does is make the Spectre an intangible phantom, immune to harm. Good job. Alright, after witnessing both the death of the wizard Shazam and the destruction of the Rock of Eternity at the hands of the Spectre, she declines an offer to join the Shadow Pack, choosing to return to her father and her hometown. Later, in the Villains Unite Infinite Crisis special, she helps combat the global prison break that Alexander Luthor Jr. organizes. Lori is then approached by Talia al Ghul, Felix Faust, and Cheetah. They attempt to get her to join the society, offering both training and the resurrection of her mother. The Birds of Prey attempt to intervene, and a frustrated and enraged Black Alice, who almost hangs Black Canary using Wonder Woman's golden lasso, teleports everyone to the outskirts of Dayton and states that she just wishes to be left alone. She returns home with her parents and her mother, apparently fully resurrected, but living in a constant shock state. Like, she barely speaks, mechanically doing house chores. That is creepy. That is creepy. That's messed up there. Like, we need to retcon that. We don't need that in our lives. That's weird. Alright. Lori's life continues downhill, with her father turning alcoholic again due to his wife's condition, and popular boys and girls continuing to bully her at school. She summons the traveling helmet of Dr. Fate in an attempt to tame its powers, and when the helmet starts to punish everyone who wrongs her, even her loved ones, Lori realizes that she does not need more power to obtain happiness, and sets the helmet free, spending more time to help rehabilitate her father. Her realization, however, is short-lived, as her difficult life finally takes a toll on her sanity. When Oracle summons her to help the Birds of Prey again, Black Alice apparently forgives the birds and agrees. However, she soon snaps when Oracle reveals that her mood swings are a side effect of the antidepressants that she's been taking to restrain herself, and that Lori has mirrored her mother's own addiction. Her addiction to antidepressants saves her when she is kidnapped by Darkseid's henchmen and taken to the Darkseid Club. Dosed with will-suppressing drugs and pitted against other teenage metahumans, she discovers that her own drugs interfere with Darkseid's. Finding misfits similarly trapped, but almost completely brainwashed and vulnerable, she briefly contemplates the idea of stealing her teleport abilities to flee alone. After discovering in Darkseid's plaza she may be a blood relative of Misfit, she has a change of heart and helps the girl escape. She leaves behind a letter explaining her discoveries, but claiming that her feud with the young teleporter is not over. Because everyone needs a family feud, right? I mean, they made whole game shows on it, so it's got to be there. Alright, a few weeks later, in a new scholastic year beginning, Lori begins her rivalry to a new level. Transferring to Platinum Heights High School, she learns that Misfit is also a student forced to attend by Oracle. While Misfit has a difficult time adapting, Lori's exotic lifestyle, perceived as rebellious and independent, gains an instant acceptance and adoration of the school's Silicon Valley elite. Now, various comics, including Birds of Prey and Day of Vengeance, say Black Alice is potentially the most powerful and dangerous teenager on the planet. In the Rain in Hell storyline, Black Alice is referred to by Phantom Stranger as both a novice and the Black Alice Abomination. While in Hell, she seemingly teams up with Danny Khalifa, the latest incarnation of Ibis the Invincible, or Ibis the Invincible? How is that pronounced? Let me know. Only to immediately betray him, apparently revealing herself to be loyal to Neron in the war for control of Hell. In actuality, she's there to find the one who stole a portion of her powers, retrieve the missing fragment, and bring vengeance down on whoever did it. She incurs the wrath of Lobo when she steals part of his strength to reach Hell's ruler. And after Lori's unsuccessful attempt at stealing Satanus' power, allows Blaze to gain sole control of Hell, she is returned to Earth, emotionally scarred by whatever she saw within the mind of Satanus. Black Alice resurfaces again by following Deadshot and Catman, who had been hired to capture a child. I'm trying to figure out how to say this without like getting in trouble. Someone that takes advantage of children, and bring him to the father of one of his victims. Alice confronts both Catman and Deadshot, asking how much they pay. Following that, she fights several policemen as a trial of sorts, easily besting by stealing the powers of various magic users. She's accepted once she reveals that her dad is sick and that she needs the money. Catman is troubled by the fact that Alice is not disturbed by the stuff they did, and how easily she tends to violence. That is true. Like, I mean, she's quick to be like, I must get vengeance. I must take revenge. And she is quick to violence. Like, she's got no rationale. Alright, on Alice's first official mission, taking place during the events of Blackest Night, the team is hired to free a kingpin from Belrive. Not the kingpin, but a kingpin. And despite being enraged at the idea of helping a drug dealer, Alice participates in the attack on the prison using the powers of Giganta to distract the guards while her teammates sneak in. It's revealed that the entire mission is a setup staged by the squad to arrest the Six. Alice steals the powers of the squad member Nightshade and defeats both her and Count Vertigo, which we did a deep dive on Nightshade not too long ago. As Alice revels in her victory, a group of Black Lanterns attack her and the other Sixers. Her fear of them inhibits her control over stolen powers until Bane's threat forces her to teleport the Six, Rick Flag, and Bronze Tiger to the House of Secrets. However, she brings the Black Lanterns with her or she brings the Black Lanterns with them, and she refuses to return the power to Nightshade so she can teleport Amanda Waller to a place where she can find help. Waller knocks her out, and Nightshade takes her way only to return shortly with a Manhunter android containing the Green Lantern energy they need to destroy the Black Lanterns. Alice remains with the Six while the squad leaves. This is the most Nightshade has done. I don't even think this was covered in the deep dive. So this was awesome. This is a part of it that I didn't get. Where were you guys on that? Alright. Sometime later, Alice goes along with Deadshot, Scandal, and Ragdoll to try to help Catman retrieve his kidnapped and possibly deleted son. All the four find are a trail of corpses Catman has left behind, the sight of which brings Alice to tears. Using Dr. Occult's abilities to locate and transport the four to South Africa, Alice suddenly reacts very hostily towards Scandal. She mistakenly believes that Scandal is after Ragdoll, whom she calls her boyfriend. While Ragdoll does not exactly feel the same way, he does care for Alice. Now, despite the fact that Scandal is a lesbian, Alice summons Etrigan's abilities, turning into Estrogen and fights Scandal. That is great. I'm sorry. This is... The writers were just like, let's just do this. Alright, she then turns back to normal and tearfully apologizes. Alice explains that she had attempted to cure her father's asthma using Raven's healing abilities, but unsure of how to properly use them, believes she gave him cancer by mistake. Oh my gosh. This just keeps getting worse and worse. Alright, in May of 2010, Alice began co-starring in a backup feature in Teen Titans alongside Zachary Zatara and Tracy 13. Following this, Black Alice appears alongside fellow teen heroines Batgirl, Supergirl, Miss Martian, Lightning, Cyclone, Stargirl, Ravager, Misfit, and Terra as part of an all-female group of heroines gathered together to fight off Professor Ivo's army of robot sirens. And in the New 52, Alice's origin is changed. In Secret Six, it's revealed that she lost her parents in a car crash that she believed she was the only survivor of. She actually died that day, and her body is animated by the spirit of a dark elder pagan god. So yeah. Wow, what a history. That's kind of insane, right? Oh my gosh. And it just kept getting wilder. Like, it's kind of like, at a certain point, it seemed like the writers realized the potential they had in this character, and they were like, let's just go have fun with it. Because they didn't take her seriously. I mean, come on. Estrogen. Come on. Okay. Let's get into her powers. So Black Alice has the ability to temporarily usurp the magical powers of any being, even ones just as powerful, thus gaining all their capabilities and leaving them powerless in turn. The limit to the distance at which she can steal powers from her target is unknown, but potentially limitless. When she steals someone's power, her clothing partially transforms to somewhat resemble that of a target being. She is also capable of stealing abilities from multiple beings at once. So, she had taken the following powers, or powers from the following people: Dr. Fate, Zatanna, Black Adam, The Spectre, Wonder Girl or Wonder Woman, Felix Faust, John Constantine, Misfit, Raven, Giganta, Alan Scott, Etrigan the Demon, The Phantom Stranger, Blue Devil, Johnny Thunderbolt, Jeanette, and Nightshade. So she's taken, like, from a lot. And in Secret Six, she threatened to use the Spectre's powers at the League of Shadows headquarters against Lady Shiva. And she did borrow some of the Legion's powers. She borrowed some of Lobo's. So it's kind of crazy. And there's not a lot of fun facts about her. She makes a cameo in a non-speaking role in Episode 13, Season 5 of the Teen Titans animated series called Things Change. So, yeah, I'd love to know what you guys think of this character. I think she's pretty cool. Let me give you my final thoughts on her, though. Black Alice has a ton of potential in the DC magic world, and the sheer potential of her being the living embodiment of magic is kind of amazing. Like, there could be a story where all the magic of the DC universe is threatened, kind of like how they did with the Day of Vengeance, because where Spectre kind of turned off magic. Something like that. And she has to use virtually everyone's abilities to save the day, essentially putting her in like a Loki season 2 kind of position, where she ends up being the grandmaster, so to speak, of all magic. Like can you imagine like how amazing that would be? Like, just having Alice at something like the Rock of Eternity monitoring and basically controlling all the magic, and in turn all the magic users within the universe. That'd be nuts. It'd be crazy, but it could be possible. With her being able to steal powers, you know, she's got that ability to just cut someone off if need be. So, you know, she needs to. I would love to see her in a position, and this is probably like a comic storyline, because, you know, there's no way you could do this live action. Just with all the magic users and stuff, it would take way too much time and effort to try to fit in all the things and make that a part of the like a cinematic universe, you know. But in comics, it could work. It could work, and I think it could work well. But I'd love to know you guys' thoughts. Like I said, you can catch me. I'm still airing the show every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Still, you know, I've still got the YouTube channel up of Superhero Deep Dive, where they'll stay there if you want. So yeah, you can like, subscribe, comment, whatever you want to do there. You know, it'd be fine. It's great. I'll definitely keep having conversations with you. I'm not going away. I'm just stopping this. So, and you can always email me if you want at b4itall@yahoo.com. But I think that's going to do it for now. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.